Many people ask, where are we holding in the Geula process? In our previous shiurim, we explained that there is the halachic categories of Cheskas Moshiach, as well as the halachic categories for Moshiach Vadai. And the question is, where are we in Tov Shin Pei holding in the process of Moshiach? So once again, it's very important to look at Gulas Mitzrayim as the blueprint for our tkufa, for our era. Because as we mentioned earlier, everything that transpired and happened at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it may have happened on a smaller scale, but it will once again happen in the times before Mashiach, which with this we understand why the Torah goes through so much detail and such pains to tell us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just that we should appreciate what Yidden went through, but also that we should learn for our tkufa how to live our lives and how to perceive the events that are taking place. Gulas Mitzrayim can be divided into four parts, four steps. The first step is the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yidden were in Golos for so many years. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was born. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Nesmalei Habayis Kulei Or. The entire house was filled with light. And everyone said, Noilad Moshion Shel Yisrael, the Redeemer of the Yidden was born, but it did not have any actual impact on the day-to-day life of Bnei Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a child, and he was not told by Hashem that he should take the Yidden out of Golos. And until you're hired to do a job, you don't have the authority or the ability to implement or to do the activities that are mandated and are the responsibility of the job holder. Then came the real turning point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The turning point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was this unique and the seemingly obscure meeting of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Eibishter in the middle of a desert, chasing sheep with a bush that was not burning. It was burning but not being consumed. And in this hidden place, the turning point of Yetzias Mitzrayim transpired. That's when the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu that not only are you a holy person, not only are you a tzaddik, not only are you someone that's fitting to be the one to take Yidden out of Golos, you actually are the one to take them out of Golos, and I am empowering you to actually take the Yidden out of Golos. That is stage two, really the most important stage. Then there is the third stage in which Moshiach, Moshe Rabbeinu, has been activated, and now he actually has to do the steps necessary to take Yidden out of Golos. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to speak to Paroi. He has to get the Yidden to believe in him. He has to do the makos. There's the whole plan and the whole action plan that has to go into place for Gulas Mitzrayim to happen. At that point, it's a little chaotic. Chaotic for the Mitzrayim, chaotic for the Yidden. Everyone's unsure, like, what's going on over here? Life, the way we knew it until now, has changed, right? One day there's a bloody river, and there's frogs, and there's lice, and things are dying, wild animals, grasshoppers, darkness, you name it, and there's hail from heaven. Something's happening every day, it seems to be. You turn on the news from Mitzrayim, and there's something, headlines, every single day. Something different. But that's normal. That's the process of Yidden getting ready to go out of Mitzrayim. And finally, the fourth and final step, Tesvav Nisan, in the year 2448, That is the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the day, looking back and celebrated every single year, is Pesach. Not the day before, not the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The actual Geulas Mitzrayim takes place Tesvav Nissan. Really, that's exactly what happens before Mashiach. Chazal tell us that in every single generation, there's somebody born that's Ro'oi Liyos Goyel. He's fitting and befitting to be the Mashiach. The problem is that the generation that he's in is not fitting. And therefore, because of the Averis of the generation, you have this possible Mashiach, but he's never actually activated. He's waiting, he's hoping, he may not even know. Like Moshe Rabbeinu maybe didn't know that he would be the one to take Yidden out of Golos. But he had the ability to do that if he was actually empowered. But the opportunity is there, and then falls apart. You have to wait till the next time. Each generation, there's somebody that could be, maybe this is the time. Then we find out that it's not the time. Step two is when the Eibishter decides that Mashiach, you are now no longer a potential Mashiach. I am activating you. And I'm telling you to start the process of taking Yidden out of this Golos. That process could be hidden, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden by the burning bush. Right? We don't know that it happened until he shows up and tells us that it happened. Then is the third stage, where Mashiach starts doing pu'ulais, activities, to change the world, to make us ready for Mashiach. And finally, the actual Mashiach Vadai building the Beis HaMikdash and Kibbutz Golis. There's no question that what we are waiting for is the fourth step. And only then, for example, there are certain halachis that will change when Mashiach comes. That statement, halacha change or difference when Mashiach comes, for example, not fasting on the tzoymis that there exist, that is only after you have Kibbutz Goliath and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, etc. But that doesn't mean that the process of Mashiach can't start before. So now, where are we holding? Are we in any step further than every generation, which in every generation there's someone that's ro'oi, fitting to be Mashiach? And the answer is yes, very, very clearly, unequivocally, and important that we all know that the answer is yes. In the Sikha of Vayera Tovshinun Beis, which you could find, if you open up the Psuras HaGeula, which is a sefer, which I recommend that everyone not just have, but like go through a few times till you really, really can pinpoint each quote and know where it's from. Vayera Tovshinun Beis, the Rebbe makes very clear in Psuras HaGeula, it is Ois, Mem Zayin, page 130. And the Rebbe says that in our generation, Yeshna Gam Hisgalus the Mashiach. We don't just have the potential Mashiach, we also have the revelation of Mashiach. And now we have to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. The Rebbe is saying very clear that the Nosi Ador Mashiach has been activated by Hashem, and he's been informed to start doing the necessary activities to take us out of Golos. Once he's been activated, there's no going back. At this point, the plan is in place, the show is on the road. At this point, the activities have begun. And that's why, if you look in the following sikhas, whether it's Chayesorah, but even the clearest place you'll find is the sikha of Mishpatim Tovshinun Beis, which again in the Besura Segu'ula is going to be found in Ois Samach Vov. The Rebbe tells us, on page 188, the top line, that we are already seeing Haskolas Pulosai Shomelach HaMashiach Alamim. We're beginning to see the activities of Mashiach on the nations of the world. Being that we have an activated Mashiach, he is starting to do the activities of Mashiach. once you're living in the era where Mashiach is active, you can really say that you are living in the times of Mashiach. Yidden that were living at those months that it took for Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came, till he took them out, we're living in times of Geula, because the process of Geula has been in place. And that's why, if you see the Sikh of Yutes Kislev, Tav Shinun Beis, which once again can be found in the Besuras of Geula, page Ois Nun Beis, where the Rebbe says, B'yameinu Eila Yemois HaMashiach Shebehem Nimtzoyim Achshav. These days, Yemois HaMashiach, and the Rebbe bolded it, the days which we are existing right now, which we find ourselves right now. In other words, we are living in an era where Mashiach is active and being poil ala amim. Stage 3 is in session. And this is miraculous times. Therefore, you open up your eyes, you'll see things happening these days which show you clearly that the Mashiach is imminent and Mashiach is active. The world is shocked by the transformation that has taken place and the changes that are happening. They don't realize that these changes are puloisei shel melech HaMashiach in the world and on the nations of the world. And what we are waiting for is the final crowning moment, the moment of the revelation, the full gilui of Mashiach. If you want to say it in other words, for example, a young girl, she's not married yet, so she's someone that potentially can be a mother. She has the potential. She gets married, and she could become a mother. Then that's step 1. She exists. Then there's step 2. There's the time of conception, when she becomes pregnant. At that point, you don't see the big difference in the person, but a change has happened. Then there's the months of pregnancy, where the baby is developing, and there are changes that are becoming more and more evident that the baby is near. And then after 9 months, you have the final birth, which at that point, the child exists on its own, and it's clear to everybody that a child has been born. Everything has these stages, and we, Baruch Hashem, find ourselves in stage 3. This is a historic time that we are in, and we have to be aware of it, share with everyone that the changes that are happening in the world is not a world in chaos. It's a world getting ready for its fulfillment, a world getting ready for its real purpose, a world getting ready for Mashiach. And being that we are the ones that know this, because the Navi and Nasi and Mashiach Hadur has told this to us, so we have the right perspective about everything that's going on. It's our responsibility to share that perspective with others. So instead of being afraid of what's happening, they rejoice and they're besimcha, knowing that Hinei Zeh Moshiach Ba, Moshiach is near, Moshiach is real, he's ready to appear.